Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series Islamic way of life, where we discuss the Islamic etiquettes to lead our lives in the way that would please our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Nabi, our Master Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing the importance of welfare and charity, Subhanallah. Now, in this regard, there are numerous narrations of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he has set an example for us to follow in this regard, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We are going to be discussing the details of it. But before that, let's inshallah recite the durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in his Mubarak Hadith that مَا مِنْ عَبْدَيْنِ مُتَحَابَّيْنِ فِي اللَّهِ يَسْتَقْبِلُ أحدهما صاحبه فيصافعه ويصليان على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا لم يفترقا حتى تغفر ذنوبهما ما تقدم منهما وما تأخر سبحان الله meaning when those two who love each other for the sake of Allah عز وجل meet each other shake hands and send durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then their past and future sins are forgiven before they separate. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, inshallah, before we dive deep into today's topic, let's inshallah azza wa jal listen to this beautiful kalam about the charity and the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the famous kalam of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Wah kya jood o karam hai shahi bataha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. Inshallah azza wa jal. And we'll be back after the kalam inshallah. So stay tuned with Madani channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم
آقا 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 آقا
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں سنتا وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے سخاوت والے رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
دار چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا
دار چلتے
دے ہیں عطا کہ وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا، واہ کیا جو کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا، فیض ہے یا شہ تسنیم نرالا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے، فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان، آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ مہمان صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا صاحب خان لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا حقیقت کتنی ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیرے صدقے مجھے بہت ہے تیری تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. سبحان اللہ, سچ اے بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ہز نوبل کوالٹی آف جنراسٹی. اللہ اکبر. لیٹس ان شاء اللہ ڈسکس دس ٹاپک آف جنراسٹی اینڈ ڈوئنگ ویلفیئر ٹو دا فیلو برادرز ان اسلام ان شاء اللہ عز و جل. سیدنا فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ has set an example as our beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. They are the غلامز of the beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and if this is the state of their generosity, Allahu Akbar, you can imagine the state of the generosity of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself. One night, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was on the visit of Madinah Munawwara. And in the meantime, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw a tent. When he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went near the tent, he heard someone in pain. One man was sitting outside the tent and he greeted him with salam and inquired about him. Upon this, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu found out that he actually came to meet the khalif of the time, meaning Sayyidina Umar Farooq. However, he was unaware of the fact that the khalif of the time is standing right in front of him. Subhanallah. However, he told Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that his wife is pregnant and the time of child's birth has approached, meaning it was time of delivery. And Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to his house and said to his wife, Sayyida Umme Kulsum binte Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, do you want to earn reward? Allah Almighty has made it reach you itself. Subhanallah. She humbly said, Huzur, what's the matter? And he, radiallahu ta'ala, replied that a woman is about to give birth to a child and there is no one with her. And she humbly said that, if you agree, I will come. He, radiallahu ta'ala, said, okay, let's take the necessary stuff with you. And when they reached there, he radiallahu ta'ala sent his wife inside the camp and sat by the man outside himself. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, light up the fire. He lit up the fire and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu placed the cooking pot on it. As the food got ready, the child was born at the same time. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's wife called out from inside and said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, give your companion the glad tidings of a son. As soon as he heard the word Amirul Mu'mineen, he got scared and moved a bit back out of humility. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said to him, sit as you were sitting. Then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave the food pot to his wife and said, feed the woman to her full. And after that, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala also gave food to that man to eat and said, come to me tomorrow morning, I will fulfill your needs. When he went to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu the next morning, he initiated an allowance for his child and also granted him wealth. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi. وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمُ. Dear brothers, you have heard that how Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala who carried out the welfare of a distressed person of the grieved ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala made a fire light up under his supervision and he then cooked food himself and arranged food for them. He radiallahu ta'ala who eased off their difficulty by taking out food himself and sending it to that woman through his wife. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Remember that he is the same Farooq Azam from whose shadow even Satan runs away. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in the hadith of Bukhari. And he is the same Umar Farooq who was given the glad tidings of being a heaven dweller by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he is one of the Ashara Mubashara who were given the glad tiding of paradise within their lifetime by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that also recorded in Bukhari, subhanallah. And he is the same Umar Farooq for whom the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam supplicated in this manner that, O Allah azza wa jal, honor Islam through Umar ibn al-Khattab. Allahu Akbar. And this is the hadith of Sunan ibn Majah. And he is the same Umar Farooq who used to stay up at nights and go out for visit to look after the orphans and helpless people. Subhanallah. He is the same Umar Farooq, according to whose suggestion verses of the Holy Quran were revealed. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And he is the same Umar Farooq who said that even if a baby goat dies out of thirst by the bank of River Euphrates, then I fear in case Allah Azza wa Jal takes its account from me. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Such was the fear and the taqwa of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his level of piety and the concern he had for the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, dear viewers, despite having such great rank and status, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala is still looking after for the welfare of the ummah and fulfilling the needs of the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if an Islamic sister of ours is facing any kind of difficulty, or Islamic brothers is facing any kind of difficulty, it is our needs to involve even our family members along with ourselves. If there is Islamic brothers that are looking out for help, we can provide our help. If there is an Islamic sister that is looking out for help, we can engage our wife, we can engage our sisters, we can engage our mothers to fulfill that requirement, alhamdulillah, because they will be also looking forward to partaking in this reward, subhanallah. We will listen to more parables about the life of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala and his welfare and his concerns for the grieving ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before that, let's listen to the brief introduction about this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. His kunya, his appellation is Abu Hafs, and his title is Farooq Azam, and his name is Umar. Muslims were overjoyed when he radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, and they gained a very big support to the extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam openly offered salah in the haram with Muslims, alhamdulillah. He radiallahu ta'ala took part in Islamic battles and served as a loyal companion, being the minister and advisor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while planning all the strategic tactics, Allahu Akbar. While being appointed at the rank of being a khalif, he radiallahu ta'ala fulfilled all the responsibilities of the caliphate beautifully, subhanallah. These are some of the characteristics about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar. Another account of his generosity, of his welfare, alhamdulillah, is mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was visiting Madina Munawwara at night with his servant Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A woman was present in her house with her children. Just to calm her kids down, she had placed cooking pot on the stove filled with water. How Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala helped her was that he radiallahu ta'ala brought food provisions carrying on his back. Allahu Akbar. Cooked food with his own hands and fed the children of that woman. Allahu Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not leave until those kids did not fall asleep. When they fell asleep, then he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back from there. Subhanallah. Such was the concern of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu about people that were living during his caliphate, and that they were the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his concern was for their well-being. Alhamdulillah. We, as the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as one family, we should show our concern to our brothers and sisters out there who are going through hardships, and inshallah alleviate their difficulty, and inshallah Allah azza wa jal in return will alleviate our hardships. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sayyidina Imam Auza'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu left his house at night, and Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw him and started following him discreetly to see where Amir al-Mu'mineen was going at this hour of the night. And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered a house. After a little while, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came out and entered another house. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a note of that house. And when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the same house in the morning, he saw that an elderly, handicapped and blind woman lives in that house. he رضي الله تعالى عنه asked her, ما بال هذا الرجل ياتيك, meaning, why does this man come to your house? And she replied that this man is coming to my house from a long time because I am handicapped. Therefore, he carries out my domestic chores and removes my hardships. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, you have heard what a great passion Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu possesses for carrying out the welfare of the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite being the leader and khalifa of Muslims, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would and perform their chores. May Allah azza wa jal also bless us with such passion of carrying out the welfare of the Muslim Ummah. And may Allah azza wa jal grant us that we also always be ready for their welfare, inshallah, anyway, anytime, as it was shown and the path was cleared and lit up by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his blessed companions, especially Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who remembered, dear viewers, that difficulty and helping them out at time of hardships is a great privilege. Therefore, once you find out any of your Muslim relatives, acquaintances, neighbors, work colleagues, or any Muslims, whether you know them, whether they have a connection with you, whether they are related to you or not, they are in any kinds of hardships, then do help them out as per your capability for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by the virtue of His blessings, you will not only earn reward, but it will also be extremely helpful in creating a peaceful society, inshallah azza wa jal. Under the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is ad-deenu nasiha, meaning deen is only looking after the welfare of Muslims, it is mentioned that wishing good for others and carrying out the welfare of every Muslim carry very comprehensive meaning, Allahu Akbar. Moreover, the virtue and the true fact is that carrying out the welfare of every Muslim is such a noble act that if every Muslim, alhamdulillah, starts acting upon this very prophetic teaching, holding it to be dear, then even his soul, then the state of the deteriorated Muslim society will suddenly change. And all the Muslims, inshallah, the entire Muslim society will become such an example of peace and tranquility, Allahu Akbar, that it will start reflecting the peace and tranquility of paradise in this very world. Imagine if we all started doing welfare of the Ummah, alhamdulillah, you know, and we start taking care of the hardship of the fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah. What a healthy society it will create, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. It is obvious that when every Muslim will make this aim of her life and his life, that I will look after the welfare of every Muslim, then ill habits like fraud, incurring losses for others, and oppression, jealousy, quarreling, enmity, hatred, ill intention, and harming others will all fade away. Where will be place for things like this? Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our hearts to help our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters in whichever hardship and difficulty they may be. Neither will one think negative about the other, nor will any Muslim cheat on the other Muslims, inshallah azza wa jal. This, inshallah, will create the Madani revolution within ourselves and within our society. Dear viewers, what is the definition of welfare? The concept of welfare that Islam has given us, alhamdulillah. While mentioning the definition of welfare, Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala states that in terminological terms, carrying out the welfare of someone sincerely without having any doubt of ill intention or wishing good for someone sincerely is called welfare. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, unfortunately, it is so unfortunate that nowadays people remain worried in only sorting out their own affairs, following this mindset that, you know what, mind your own business. Yes, it is applicable. It has its time and place to mind your own business, meaning don't interfere in the matters of others. But if somebody is in trouble, then yes, it is our duty to go out of our way, inshallah, and help those that are in trouble. Subhanallah. There would be numerous Muslims in our surroundings facing one problem or another, but we are not bothered about them at all. Some people have many of their own acquaintances, such as relatives, neighbors, etc., who struggle due to poverty and other hardships, but we, on the other hand, are not bothered about them at all. Countless patients are losing their night sleep and day's peace due to not having money, but majority of us don't pay attention towards it either. Allahu Akbar. This is not the attitude that we are supposed to have as the community of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because as his ummah we are one family, inshallah. So it makes sense to look after other family members as well, inshallah azza wa jal, whether they are our relatives or not, because we share the same pain, Allahu Akbar, that a body has, you know, when one part of the body gets hurt, the other must feel the pain of it. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this way, we can create a beautiful and healthy society that will look after the needs of one another, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to ignite the passion of carrying out the welfare of the grieved ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's inshallah listen to the blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. And he has stated that, like the same for people what you do for yourself, and dislike the same for people what you dislike for yourself. When you speak good or remain silent. Such a beautiful advice. It is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He speaks of nasiha. What is incorporated within the word nasiha in the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, keeping pure Islamic beliefs regarding Allah azza wa jalla and his attributes, worshipping him sincerely, loving those whom he loves, and keeping enmity with his enemies, keeping your beliefs pure in relation to him. Welfare of Kitabullah, the Holy Quran, means believing in it to be the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting it, pondering over it according to one's capability, and acting upon it duly. And welfare of the Prophet of Allah, it means that believing in him to be the leader of all prophets, acknowledging all of his attributes, keeping him beloved than your life, wealth and children, obeying him and raising his zikr. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear brothers, there are numerous virtues of carrying out the welfare of Muslims. That was the reason why the passion of condoling and carrying out the welfare of Ummah was deeply embedded into the hearts of righteous predecessors, those sacred personalities who would look after the welfare of people and comfort their hearts. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he looked for a brave man of Syria but could not find him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was told that the brave Syrian man had become habitual of drinking. He became a drunkard. And he radiallahu ta'ala said to the messenger who would write the message, write from Umar ibn Khattab to so and so, may peace descend upon you. I am thankful to Allah Almighty in your relation, except whom there is none worthy of worship, who is forgiver of sins, acceptor of repentance, inflictor of severe punishment, and possessor of great reward. There is none worthy of worship except him. We are to return to him. Then he, radiallahu ta'ala, supplicated for him that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant him cure from this illness and turn his heart and enable him to repent. Allahu Akbar. When this representative reached him with the letter, he, meaning the brave Syrian man, read the letter and said, my merciful Lord, Allahu Akbar, is the forgiver of sins. Allah Almighty has indeed promised me for my forgiveness, and he is the acceptor of repentance. His seizure is very severe. Allah Azza wa Jal has made me feel fear for his punishment. He is the possessor of great reward, and his reward is immense goodness. There is none worthy of worship except him. We are to return to him. He kept saying this repeatedly, Allahu Akbar, to the extent that he started crying bitterly. And then he sincerely repented from drinking alcohol and completely abandoned it. When Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala found out about this, he then said, "You people should do the same. Pay special attention towards him, supplicate for him, that may Allah Almighty enable him to repent and do not become Satan's helper against him." Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, you've heard that what great efforts Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala used to make for people's reform and religious developments, despite being the Khalif of his time and having so many commitments. He radiallahu ta'ala would immediately realize if someone was absent in his gathering. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala wouldn't ignore it, rather he would inquire after him, and that if he's facing any problem, then he would earn the reward of looking after his welfare by resolving his problems. Allahu Akbar. Such was the concern of Amir al-Mu'minin Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu about the grieving ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the fellow brothers, about the attendees of his gatherings, and following into his footsteps. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah carries out the welfare of Muslims. When he, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, finds out about a certain Islamic brother is facing a difficulty or has fallen ill, he, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, inquires after him. He, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, supplicates for the ill to be recovered and for the hardship of the distressed to be removed. If he finds out about the death of a Muslim, then he conveys his condolences to deceased relatives over the phone or through voice messages. He, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, supplicates for the forgiveness of the deceased while consoling the household. He, Namad Barakatum al-Aliyah, blesses them with invitation towards righteousness and grants pieces of advice pertaining to the virtues of observing patience. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has also persuaded for this in the virtuous actions that he, Namad Barakatum al-Aliyah, has blessed us with. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He not only carries out the welfare of Muslims himself, but those who are brought up by him, those who are trained on his hands, those who have been inspired by him, are also enriched with the same passion as the mother of the children of Mahbubi Attar, Haji Zamzam Attari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states that late Haji Zamzam Attari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had immense passion of fulfilling the needs of the grieved ones and rendering financial help to the needy. He himself was poor but would get the financial needs of the needy fulfilled through his influential Islamic brothers. Alhamdulillah. Moreover, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would make arrangements to hide this act in order to refrain from showing off. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would even hide it from me. However, I would sometimes find it out from outside. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Such are the people who are trained and are inspired by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Allahu Akbar. Can we imagine the extent Amir al-Sunnah himself would go helping out people in difficulties? Allahu Akbar. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the same enthusiasm. And dear viewers, through the efforts of Dawat-e-Islami, your Dawat-e-Islami, Dawat-e-Islami is involved in relief activities, global relief activities. Faizane Global Relief Foundation, which is your FGRF department, wherever there is any calamity in the world, there are natural disasters, people are suffering, there is drought, there is flood, there is earthquake all around the world, the FGRF team is there to approach and to aid the people in difficulty. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. This is the beautiful initiative of your Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, throughout the world. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ay Dawat-e-Islami, teri dhoom machiyo. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Inshallah, until next time, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.